No one seemed a bit disturbed by this bizarre behaviour. The planes were captured and passed forward, until finally they were collected by one of the men on the platform. At last my curiosity could stand it no longer, and I turned to the man who had led me up the stairs.
"Those are the prayer requests," he explained. "The pastor is putting them into two groups. One is for individual petitions, and the other is for visitors from all over the Union who want this congregation to pray for their home churches. You'll see when the time comes."
Sure enough, as soon as the second speaker had sat down, the pastor stood up and held the first of the piles high. Then he read off the names of the visiting churches and said, I learned through my interpreter,
"Are we glad to have these visitors?"
"Amen."
"And do we hold them up in our prayers?"
"Amen."
"And these requests,"
he read two or three of the individual notes,
"do we pray for these needs?"
"Amen."
"Then let us pray."
And with no further preliminaries, that entire congregation of 2,000 began to pray aloud simultaneously. From time to time a single voice would rise above the babble of sound, clear and pleading, while the other voices faded to a background hum. Then the tide of sound would swell again, until again an individual rose to express the thoughts of all. It was an experience that stirred me to the depths of my spirit. After the service, it was announced that the pastors would be glad to greet any visitors to the Youth Congress in the vestibule downstairs and to answer their questions. Perhaps a dozen of us accepted the invitation. Questions were fired in quick succession. Where is the next closest Protestant church?
Oh, there are many Protestant churches in Russia. There are others very near.
But how near?
180 kilometers.
Is there religious freedom in Russia?
We have complete religious freedom here, yes.
How about pastors who have been jailed?
We know of no pastors who are in jail, except perhaps political subversives.
And then I asked my question. How about Bibles? Do you have enough Bibles?
There are plenty of Bibles, yes.
In proof, they passed a copy around the room.
This excellent new edition has just been printed here in Russia.
That was news to me.
How many copies?
Oh, lots, many copies.
On and on it went, the questioning and the smooth answers that said nothing. The next day, on the off chance that I might be able to see one of the pastors alone, I made my way back to the church. It was Monday morning, yet even at that day and hour it was a busy place. Then I learned that the church building also served as the central office of the Baptist Union for all of the Soviets.
"I wonder if I can help you,"
a voice asked. I turned and recognized the face. It was one of the men who had been on the platform the previous morning, and afterwards had answered questions. He introduced himself as Ivanov, and invited me to join him in his private office.